Visiting today with Stockman's Bob Rodenberger here with us. And man, it's been a great week. OYE just wrapped up, and I know that's an event that's pretty close to your heart.
Yeah, it is. Had granddaughters and showing, and they did well out there. And a lot of kids we do business with, they got along good with their show projects, I guess. And it's unreal compared to what other people are used to. What I hear people that come through not from our state and look at it, and they can't believe what they're missing whenever they see our OYE events.
I hear the exact same thing. Well, also seemed like it was a pretty good week in the cattle market. So give us an update.
Market was good. You know, of course, we got all the outside things floating in and out of the markets. And, you know, it's causing everything to fluctuate. But in general, overall, the feeder market stayed good. The grazing market's still phenomenal. There's this demand for these light cattle going to grass, or just light cattle in general. I mean, the demand's good. And we're getting some rains around. I know yesterday down south, I'm hearing anywhere from, you know, 3/4 of an inch and a half of rain. And it was cold yesterday, but we got to have it to fill up some ponds. And people were very appreciative of it. It was good. Fat cattle market, you know, they tried to back off it a bit, but it was all outside perimeter, you know, driven. It's like I said, you know, bar some outside of our fundamental part of our business, you know, we got a very optimistic market. But at these levels, even if you think we're going to get higher, it's cheap insurance to go out here and put some sort of put coverage or use the government livestock risk protection to cover some of these cattle at these levels. I mean, you know, we've got 220, 224, 225 markets out in August, September, October, November. You know, if you've got calves coming off that time of year, you got grass cattle coming off in August. I'm not saying it can't get higher or it won't go higher, but protect yourself against some gloom and doom or black swan situation going on.
What is the mood of buyers and sellers around right now, Bob?
Well, I mean, the buyers going to the feed yard, they want to buy these cattle cheaper. I mean, these cost gains, a lot of these cattle coming out aren't making any money, but it's a lot of it's due to the weather conditions. Those cattle pull a lot of mud. You know, they lose 50 pounds on the week they're going to deliver them. And then they try to keep them another 2 to 3 weeks to gain that back. But that just, your cost of gain just goes up. You know, they're fighting mud, fighting cold weather. I mean, if it wasn't for the bank deal, you know, fat cattle would have been fully steady to, you know, a dollar higher compared to what it's been. And we're selling fat cattle in the mid 60s. You know, I know there's some cattle bringing the upper 60s a week ago, and a lot of these cattle with the grid are bringing, you know, 70 to 75. Depends on, you know, how good your cattle are grid. But optimism still there. Yeah, meat's still moving. I think at a level, we got to find a level where we run up against demand pushing back, but we hadn't found that yet.
Well, you mentioned the banking situation. So is that what you would kind of consider a black swan event, or just kind of a blip in the radar?
Well, it starts out as a black swan, or, you know, could have been, but I think it's just kind of a blip right now, unless we end up where it, you know, gets worse and worse. But right now it looks like it's kind of going to pretty much, you know, they've got it under control, it looks like, and it's just going to be a glitch in the market right now.
What are we expecting for next week?
I think we'll see this thing fully steady. You know, the markets were down the end of last week and the beginning of all this week. I think that was all seasonal. I mean, we went straight up, you know, the market's got to breathe. I think we'll continue, you know, the market was up good yesterday. It started off just kind of lackluster, which typically on Friday is, but I think we'll see good demand. Feeder market will be good. Feeder cattle weighing over 700-800 are not running. You know, we're not seeing as much. I'm going to say 60% of our runs are 600 pounds and down. So we're still seeing a lot of light cattle.
All right. How do folks get in touch with you there at Stockman's?
1-800-926-9696. Give Greg, Justin Kirkendall, David Gage, Ray Hutchison, or myself a call.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
All right. Thank you.